Well, stay tuned. Can't cue that up. So here we go. Here we go again. Hope all is well. And we will cue up the next thing here. Folks, hope you're having a great holiday season. Dave's Record Collection halfway done. The first volume, we're going to do three at least. And we'll be back after this message. WMUC-FM College Park.
Once upon a time, in a far off land,
up there at the North Pole, there's a place you ought to know. Here's one story you won't believe. It happened late one Christmas Eve.
If you look up in the sky on the night before Christmas, there's a big fat guy with a
toy.
There was a chubby old gent at the wheel of this sled with a beard, a jumpsuit all of red.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. And the beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The cat with the beard just said, ho, ho, ho.
Santa, pass us that bottle, will you?
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen.
Hey Santa, I see you rocking out to some tunes. What you got?
I'm listening to Dave's Christmas Record Collection.
You mean on Saturdays on WMUC-FM College Park?
That's the one! Ho ho! Happy Holidays!
But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
One of the few times we are aware of movement is when it suddenly stops. Multiple sclerosis stops people from moving. We exist to make sure it doesn't. With the help of people like you, the National MS Society addresses the challenges of each person whose life is affected by MS and helps them stay connected to the great big moving world. Join the movement at nationalmssociety.org.
WMUC-FM College Park, you're listening to Dave's Record Collection. And the annual Christmas program, or the annual Christmas month, actually. Dave's Christmas Record Collection. So hanging out with you once again, bringing you some Christmas cheer. And quite a variety, from the trashy to the tasteful, as we say. Dan Curry with Silver Bells in the Background from Holiday Guitar, released in 1997 on the Sugar Hill label. The Restroom Door said, actually, let's look at the right playlist here. I'll Be Home for Christmas If the Motor Don't Blow, from Fred Eaglesmith. From a Christmas Card, released in 2023. Paul Kelly, from Paul Kelly's Christmas Train, we heard Christmas. The Green Pajamas with the Caroler Song, a title track to that EP on Green Monkey Records in 2000. The Roaches, from their very nice album, We Three Kings, Christmas album released, I believe, in 1990. Here We Come a Caroling. Bob Rivers Comedy Corp. The first album, The Restroom Door Said Gentlemen, and we're remembering Bob Rivers this year as he passed away in March. We do a lot of Bob Rivers on Dave's Record Collection. And a special thing here, Faces with at the BBC. God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, Good King Wenceslas, Silent Night, O Come All Ye Faithful. Live on Top Gear, John Peel's Christmas Carol Concert. And that was the 26th of December, 1970. And Away in the Manger from that same performance. Just Rod Stewart that time. Stay tuned. You're listening to Dave's Record Collection, WMUC-FM, College Park. Here's a little bit of Down and Out Christmas.
Down on the floor. Rows of lights in a circle of steel, where you place your bets on a great big wheel. High windows flickering down through the snow. A time you know, sights and sounds of the people going round. Everybody's in step with a season. A child is born to a welfare case, where the rats run around like they own the place. The room is chilly, the building is old. That's how it goes. The doctor's found on his welfare rounds, and he comes and he leaves on the double. Deck the halls was the song they played in the flat next door, where they shout all day. She tips her gin bottle back till it's gone. The child is strong. A week, a day, they will take it away, for they know about all her bad habits. Christmas dawns and the snow lets up, and the sun hits the handle of her heirloom cup. She hides her face in her hands for a while. Says, look here, child, your father's pride was his means to provide any servant he is for that reason. Rows of lights in a circle of steel, where you place your bets on a great big wheel. High windows flickering down through the snow. A time you know, sights and sounds of the people going round. Everybody's in step with a season.
Christmas tree from Kmart last night. Red ribbons and silver bells, angels dressed in white. He tied it to the bridge rail where passing cars could see. He did a little dance up there, looked down and smiled at me. My bed is a lawn chair, cushions keep it soft. I sleep in the open air under the Southern Cross. Next to the golf course by the Hyatt Hotel. David, he's a friend of mine, and we get along pretty well. Christmas in paradise, under the Cowkey Bridge, where the warm breeze blows so nice, and the landlord forgives. Snowbirds on the golf course wear Bermuda shirts and polo shirts. Some play pretty good, some play so bad it hurts. We pick up their golf balls that fly over the fence. We shine them up a little bit, sell them back for 50 cents. Christmas in paradise, under the Cowkey Bridge, where the warm breeze blows so nice, and the landlord forgives. won't lie, we just get by, but we'll be eating good tonight. Christmas dinner's at 5 o'clock over at the Church of Light. They don't care who you are, they don't ask what you've done. Come on down and bring a friend, there's plenty for everyone. Christmas in paradise, under the Cowkey Bridge, where the warm breeze blows so nice, and the landlord forgives. The radio plays Christmas songs while we get high, and Davy shouts, Merry Christmas, y'all, to the cars passing by. Davy shouts, Christmas, y'all, two cars passing
by. Talking words of rain or snow, while you through chattering teeth reply and curse us as you go. Why not spare a thoughtless day for those who have no flame to warm their bones at Christmas time? Say Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow. Consider this, there's some who have no kindness save for turkey, wine, or gifts. And no children's loved around the fire, no family left to know. So lend a warm and a helping hand, say Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow. Your fate is none too clear. The Lord may find you wanting, let your good fortune disappear. All homely comforts blown away, and all that's left to show is to share your joy at Christmas time with Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow. December nights, sweet talking words of rain or snow, while you through chattering teeth reply and curse us as you go. Why not spare a thoughtless day for those who have no flame to warm their bones at Christmas time? Say Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow.
Eve on Skid Row. A heavy snow is coming down. A young fallen girl off the streets appears. She's coughing badly. A wealthy gentleman in silk hat and fur coat passes by. The girl holds out a trembling hand. Would you care for a night of joy, sir? The rich man just hurries on, not recognizing the girl he once took to fashionable places. The dying girl leans against the lamppost. Perhaps a miracle will happen. It did once before for someone like me. Snow falls silently on the dying girl as she leans against a saloon window. And then, before her, in the dark glass, she sees an angel in a white robe and white halo. I see an angel to lead me to heaven this cruel, cruel night. And with a smile, she dies. The angel she had seen was her own reflection. The snow on her hair forming a halo, pure as any in heaven.
Snow fell and the wind howled. People hurried happily along the dark street on their way home to the fine dinners of roast goose and all the other wonderful things to eat. Standing barefooted and shivering against a wall was a little match girl. In her apron, she held bundles of matches for sale. But none of the happy people who hurried past stopped to buy anything. She hadn't sold a single package of matches all day long. How cold her hands felt. If only she dared to take one of the matches from a bundle and rub it against the wall and warm her hands at the flame. Oh, how good that would feel. Before she knew it, she had slipped out a match and rubbed it against the wall. And it made a wonderful light, so warm and so cozy. It seemed now to the little match girl as though she sat in front of a great warm stove in which a splendid fire roared and sang. And then suddenly, poof, it was all gone. And it was once more cold and dark and miserable. Quickly, she rubbed the second match against the wall. And again, the warm, happy light flared up. But this time, the wall behind her seemed to melt away, and she could look into the room beyond it. And the room was set for a gorgeous New Year's feast, with a big roast goose on the table, and piles of fresh baked bread and pies and cakes. It was so warm and smelled so good. When, poof, out went the match. And once again, the splendid vision vanished. Oh, she could hardly get the next match out quickly enough. And with trembling fingers that were blue with the cold, she struck the match against the wall. This time she was sitting under a great, beautiful Christmas tree, glowing with lights and shining ornaments. Oh, it was breathtaking. Eagerly, the little girl stretched her hands out to touch the wonderful tree, and poof! It, too, was gone. All that was left was the wind and the snow and the awful cold, which seemed colder now than ever. She dared not waste another match, and yet, what could she do? Just one more, that would be all. Just one more, she promised herself. Went the match, and it became bright again. And in all the brightness, her dear, dead grandmother stood clear and shining, mild and lovely. Grandmother, cried the child. Oh, take me with you. I know you will go when the match burns out. You will vanish like the warm fire and the warm food and the great glorious Christmas tree. And she quickly rubbed the whole bundle of matches because she wanted her grandmother to stay. The matches burned with such a glow that it was brighter than the middle of the day. And the grandmother took the little match girl in her arms. And both flew in brightness and joy above the earth, very, very high, up to where there was neither hunger nor cold. They were in heaven. And when the frozen little match girl was found the next morning, no one knew or could even imagine what a beautiful thing she had seen and to what a glorious new home she had gone with her grandmother on that New Year's Eve.
As the old year draws to a close and the air is filled with celebration, and some of us raise a cheerful toast and reflect with expectation, a little girl shivers in the snow-covered streets, alone with no hope in sight. Will she survive the night? Will the angels call? And the cold wind blows, chilling her through her ragged clothes. And the cold wind cries, bringing tears to the match girl's eyes. Where on earth does she belong? Boast from many a tongue as fireworks flare and shine, yet another toast is downed and sung for the sake of old Lang Syne. The match girl is staring at the lighted sky and wishing upon a star to sip from a cup of kindness. Will someone go that far? And the cold wind blows, chilling her through to her matchstick bones. And the cold wind cries, bringing tears to the match girl's eyes. Is there a home out there? Where on earth does she belong? Out there in the windy streets, cut off from all celebration, the match girl glimpsed a better world to come through her flickering illuminations. We all have our dreams in life, and for her they all came true. I wish that you, like the matchstick girl, we'll find them waiting for you. And the cold wind blows, stirring hope as her last match glows. The cold wind cries, the match girl opens her tear-filled eyes, and to her overjoyed surprise, heaven was where she'd always belong. There exists a certainty, no matter who we are, that a new year will dawn without us, and we enter eternity like the matchstick girl.
Got in from San Jose, got a little trouble out that way.
Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car.
That light was the lead deer's nose a-flashing.
I want to lay in the sun, I want to have some fun. These elves are driving me insane.
All you need is elves.
That's us.
Walking around in women's underwear.
It's Christmas time at the office party.
From the trashy to the tasteful, please your oral palate with Dave's Christmas Record Collection, Saturdays on WMUCFM, College Park. Have you been naughty?
Santa, pass us that bottle, will you?
WMUC FM College Park, you're listening to Dave's Record Collection, 8:38 in the evening. So, part one, by the way, Dave's Christmas Record Collection. Vassar Clements, along with many others, from a thing called Americana Christmas. It's Norman and Nancy Blake, Vassar Clements, Roy Husky Jr., and Friends. A nice collection there, providing us with the background music right now. Little Match Girl from Fleetwood Mac alum Jeremy Spencer. A Time for Angels, that album. Then we heard Danny Kaye reading Hans Christian Andersen's The Little Match Girl. My dad used to read that to us. That was one of many that he used to read to us every year. The Hanson Family with so much. Actually, let me look at the correct playlist. Christmas Eve on Skid Row came from Gaily Gaily, the original motion picture soundtrack. And that was done in 1969. Featured Beau Bridges and Melina Mercury, who was reading that one. Christmas Eve on Skid Row. Jethro Tull with Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow. Originally from the Broadsword and the Beast, this time from the Jethro Tull Christmas album. And it was released, spiffed up, and reissued last year as Fresh Snow at Christmas. Mary Gaucher with Christmas in Paradise from Filth and Fire from 2002. Gordon Lightfoot gave us Circle of Steel from Gord's Gold. And the Hanson Family, So Much Wine from their 2000 release, In the Air. And that's what we've been listening to. Well, we got a little over an hour to go. Noah comes in with Mortuary Mosh Pit at 10 o'clock. So let's get back into music on Dave's Record Collection with a few songs about trees. Stay tuned. WMUC FM College Park. Thank you.
wake up June. The tree's on fire, June. Oh no, love is a Christmas tree, but don't pick any old tree, you see. Some have a long expired. Turn your house into a funeral pyre. And I watered that tree till the branches rose up higher. And it drank, 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 but it kept on getting drier. Now it burns, burns, burns. This tree's on fire. This tree's on fire. June, call 911, June. Oh, the heat from the smoking pine melted my copy of Walk the Line. And I tried to save a boy named Sue, but dang, it cooked him too. The cat walked in, set my Christmas tree on fire. He climbed, 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 hit some bulbs and stripped the wire. That's when I learned, burn, burn, this tree's on fire. This tree's on fire. Cats. I dove into my Christmas tree of fire, and I huffed and puffed and spit, but the flames would not expire. Boy, it burns, burns, burns. This tree's on fire. This tree's on fire. Blow, June, blow. Oh, keep blowing, June.
WMUC-FM College Park, you're listening to Dave's Record Collection. Stay tuned. Celebrating the holiday season. WMUC-FM College Park.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Man, oh man, I just love Christmas. It's just so darn neat. I kind of wish every day was Christmas, except for Christmas Eve and the 4th of July. We wouldn't want to miss out on those fireworks, would we? When I was a kid, we used to get the Christmas catalog from Montgomery Ward's in Chicago. Sometimes we get it as early as late August. That was the big book of wishes, hopes, and desires. My three brothers and I were allotted $25 apiece, including tax. So I'd make up a different Christmas list every night from the 1st of September to the 24th of December. Matter of fact, let me present you my Christmas credentials. When I was 3 years old, at least this is my mother told me, I ate an entire ornament. I ate a big red one. I thought it was an apple. They kind of freaked out and was going to take me to the hospital, but they couldn't stop me from laughing, so they just left me alone. So I guess I still got that Christmas in me all the time, you know? 1 year I got a wooden roly-poly for Christmas. You know, the things you knock down and then they bounce right back up. They made them out of wood then. That's how old I am. Nowadays, I guess they make them out of plastic. My mom says they just don't make them like that anymore. I says, no, Ma, they don't. Then there was the year I come home on leave from the Army, from Germany, to marry my high school sweetheart on the day after Christmas. My little brother Billy, who was 12 at the time, had just gotten his first job, so he was able to afford to buy some Christmas presents for his brothers and his mom and dad out of his own pocket. Billy had a job selling subscriptions for the Chicago Tribune. He told me this guy named Rocky would pick him up in a station wagon, him and some other boys, and he'd take them out to some strange neighborhood and drop them off, and he gave them this whole spiel to give their potential customers. Supposedly, their little brother had won a free trip to our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. But he couldn't go on the trip if his older brother couldn't accompany him. So if you'd please buy a subscription to the Chicago Tribune, then my little brother will be very happy. Wow, what a shyster. Some people do anything to get to the White House. Then there was the year that my mom and dad gave me my first guitar. Oh, man, it was gorgeous. I still got the thing. It was like aqua blue. Kind of dark aqua blue with a cream-colored heart, which is a silver tone from Montgomery Ward's. The model was called Kentucky Blue. And, man, when I saw that sitting under the tree, I just couldn't wait. First year or so, I didn't know how to play it. I'd just stand in front of the mirror with a string around my neck with that guitar, and I'd try to look like Elvis. Then my brother Dave taught me a couple of chords, and now I'm here in your living room singing and talking to you. It's funny how things work out. So, why don't you go find a stranger and extend your hand to him? If you see somebody that looks like they ain't doing quite as well as you, slip them a buck, especially if they don't ask for spare change. Go buy your honey a cuckoo clock or a musical snow-shaking water ball. That when you wind it up, it plays, I want you, I need you, I love you. With all my heart. Because after all, hell, man, it's Christmas. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the...
One, two,
hey! Hey!
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hello?
Is this Ms. Nelson?
Yes, it is.
Ms. Nelson, my name is Roy Mercer. I'm calling you from down here to Broken Bow.
Oh, hi.
Howdy. Listen, I got a hold of one of y'all's newsletters, one of y'all's OWOA newsletters.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got a Christmas tree farm down here, about an acre of Scotch pines and spruces and such.
Uh-huh, wonderful.
And they got infested with them beetles that you's talking about in your newsletter.
The Ips beetle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I followed your advice and sprayed them things with them herbicides, and it killed all my trees.
Oh, wait a minute. I never gave any advice about spraying with herbicide. Herbicide is a tree killer. I mean...
Well, maybe you had a misprint in your letter, because that's what it said, some herbicide.
No. Okay, wait a minute.
I got some Scotch pines that's supposed to be some folks' Christmas trees come December, and I ain't got a dang on one of them.
Oh, God. Okay, all right, first place. The bulletin stated that you can't even spray an Ips beetle infestation with insecticide because they live under the bark, okay? So spraying won't do them any good. And my bulletin,
I guarantee it won't. It killed mine.
Well, yeah, if you used a herbicide.
Well, I just following the instructions in your dadgum bulletin. Don't y'all research them things out? Don't you know what happened if you spray them trees with that stuff?
Yeah, I sure do, and I would never... No, there was no misprint. Okay, wait a minute. Let's think about this. You have...
We can make this real easy if you just write me out a check. Because I lost, I figure, around 120 trees... And come Christmas time, I usually get about $50 a piece for them.
Okay, well, how big were your trees?
It's about 8 foot, 6 to 8 foot.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Do you know what kind of herbicide you use? Because most herbicides don't kill pines.
It's whatever it was in that bulletin. I don't know what you'd said in there.
But I never said herbicide.
Well, I took it down to the co-op, and they gave me what they thought was right.
Oh, my Lord.
I got about $6,000 in lost income I'm going to have to try to make up. And I'm retired. I supplement it with, you know, guiding fishing trips here and there from time to time. But if you just make me out a check, I guarantee you, I just forget the whole thing.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, first place, we are a nonprofit organization of woodland owners, okay? And our main purpose is protection of private property rights and education of woodland owners so people don't make mistakes like you just made. And I take it you're not a member.
Well, my main purpose is to try to keep, you know, everything afloat here and keep my family, you know, took care of.
Oh, well, sure. I understand that, Mr. Mercer.
Yeah, we ain't going to have any Christmas money this year.
Mr. Mercer, if you read that
bulletin... I'll probably get my wife have to braid a lock of her hair into a watch fob for me.
What?
Well, I guarantee you we'd have to make crafts or something because we ain't got no money to buy no presents or won't when it comes time.
Oh, listen, I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but I cannot envision anyone spraying an acre of pines with herbicide and expecting that to kill the Ips beetle.
Well, okay? can you envision an ass whooping? Because that's what it's going to come down to if I don't get some satisfaction out of this thing.
Okay, now hold it, Jack. You don't know who you're talking to.
Well, I ain't usually one to whoop a woman's ass, but my wife...
Oh, well, don't let that get in your way.
My wife's pretty tore up about it. I might send her down there.
Go ahead. You'd never find me. I'm down in the Kiamichi Mountains, but I'll tell you what, you give me your address, and I'll meet you at the damn gate.
By God. You give me your address, and I'll send her down there.
Well,
with about a truckload full
will,
of
and I'll tell you what, I'll do more than that. She'd never be able to find it. I'll meet her up on the damn highway.
Well,
now,
by
listen.
God, when? When can you be there?
You just pack yourself a lunch and come on down. I'll wait for you.
She'll be down there. I'd probably have to drive her.
Look, all right, wait a minute. Okay, let's talk about this rationally. You've got an acre of trees that you sprayed with herbicide that are dead, okay?
That's what it looks like. They're brown.
All right. I don't know why you sprayed them with herbicide because the bulletin... I didn't say that. I said...
Listen, if you just make me out a check about $6,000, I believe that just about pay my student loan off. You could make it out to Martin Nelson if you would.
What?
He'd pay his student loan off old Mark Nelson. He'd pay his
your
loan.
Son's
Mark
pulling,
Nelson's my son.
He's pulling a joke on you.
Lord of mercy.
Pat.
What?
It's a joke!
Pat, this is Phil and Brent and Roy Mercer from up here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. How are you?
Yeah!
Are you rat?
Oh, pack a lunch, Pat! Come whoop her ass!
Oh, you darn right I was gonna. I tell you what, I can lift a 50-pound feed bag now with no problem, so I can take anybody.
Hey, believe me, Pat, we don't want to tangle with you.
I guarantee you, we're quivering in our wading boots right now.
I'll tell you what.
In fact,
Mark Nelson better be quivering, because I'm going to whip somebody's butt for sure when I catch
now,
up with that boy.
What the hell's he going to school for that's costing him $6,000?
Well, he went to TU.
Well, so what'd he go, about 2 weeks?
Yeah. Well, he darn sure won't be able to go anywhere for a while when I catch up with him. I don't believe this.
Oh, my Lord.
We'll be right back.
Happy Holidays from Dave's Christmas Record Collection. Stay tuned. WMUC FM, College Park.
Baby, I want to trim your. Baby, I want to trim your. Baby, I want to trim your beautiful Christmas tree. Baby, now here's the reason. Baby, my work